The Dental Practice Fixers podcast is brought to you by the Maddow Center for Dental Practice Success. To find out how we can help increase the success of your practice, check out maddow.com or call us at 1-800-258-0060.
What happens when a new patient comes in, it's a little bit of a confrontation or a disagreement with the dentist, then winds up threatening to put a bad review on Yelp? We're going to find out that exact situation today on Season 2, Episode 8 of the Dental Practice Fixers Podcast. Hey, I'm Dr. Richard Maddow here with my co-host, Dr. David Maddow. How's it going today, Dave?
I'm Dr. David Maddow.
Duh.
It's going great. And for once in a while, we're actually, a lot of times it's split screen, but we're actually, I can touch him right now. We're in the same room.
Oh, Mom, sorry. He touched me.
We're in the same room.
Wow, can you believe it? Yeah, I'm a little uncomfortable, actually. We're very close today. But it's fun being back in the home studio
together
today.
Absolutely.
So welcome, everybody, for Season 2, Episode 8. We're really excited. We've got a fantastic listener question today about a really odd situation, but I think it's the kind of thing that could absolutely happen to any of our listeners out there, if it hasn't yet.
And I think we're going to make a really great phone call at the end, like we usually do, our weekly phone call. This one's going to be awesome today. So
we know ahead of time it's going to be awesome. It's amazing.
Well, when you ask a question like this, it's going to be awesome. I promise. There's no question.
Yeah, all right. So I can't remember what's been happening since our last episode of the Dental Practice Fixers, but what do you say we get right down to it? It's a really interesting question from a listener, and I know we're going to have some great comments for it. So, Dave, why don't you take it away? I think you got this on some kind of messaging service. WhatsApp. I don't know what it was.
Well, somebody is actually – so one of our followers, subscribers, messaged this in, and also he made it very clear to – and you'll see why – to withhold the name. And so if you ever have a question, if you want something answered on our show and you want to keep it totally confidential, just private message us. And make sure you make it clear, and we can probably tell to withhold your name. We'll make it confidential.
I think there's a better chance that it's a really good question if somebody wants their name withheld.
I agree. Totally agree.
So I will. Well, you know, I'll tell you, when they give their names, they might be fake names for all we know. So.
I will warn you, though, this question is a little bit lengthy, but I've got to read the whole thing because you're going to see what happened in this. This is a crazy situation. We're going to talk
Ready?
About
it.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to read it slow, though, so because it's worth – you got to hear every single word of this. It's amazing. Dear Maddow Brothers, I just had a new patient come into my office. He wanted a cleaning. So we said, great, let's get some x-rays so we can do an exam. He said, I don't want x-rays. Already.
We do like a sound effect for I don't want x-rays.
So I go through a long explanation of why we need them and how we use the most advanced technology to reduce radiation. He says, okay, we get 4 bite wings. And as we're going over to the panoramic area, he says, I don't want to do this anymore. Look, you can't make this stuff up.
I quit. I quit.
So we have another talk about how I could get sued for malpractice if I do a comprehensive exam without either a full mouth series or a PAN. He then threatens me with a bad online review for making him get x-rays he didn't need. Then I said, I didn't hold you down. This is true.
You actually said that. Okay.
I didn't hold you down. I didn't bind and gag you. I wasn't part of it. I explained why I need them and that you elected to get them. You could have left whenever you wanted. And I know what you're trying to do. You're trying to blackmail me with a bad review. Then he tried to rationalize the bad review, saying, so I can't tell people my experience? And I said, are you going to put in the review about how you tried to blackmail me with said reviews to commit malpractice? And he replied, this never happens in California.
What?
He left, and he left a bad review. What can I do? Name withhold by request.
There's so many things in here that need to be addressed. I want to start with one.
Go ahead, please.
This is just kind of, when you were reading that whole convoluted situation.
I know exactly. But I know exactly. I think I know exactly what you're going
to
say.
You whisper to me now.
I'll
point to it.
Okay, I'll tell you right now. This part right here.
Exactly. Exactly right. I'll tell you what Jay pointed to. Those of you who aren't watching the video, he pointed
to somebody. That's right.
Why in the hell would a dentist ever utter the word malpractice when they're talking to a patient? If I don't do this, you can sue me for malpractice. That just paints the worst picture, puts ideas in their head, brings up things that never should be brought up. Why would you ever, ever use the word malpractice or insinuate that you're doing anything that's wrong or unethical or could be doing anything that... I guess you agree because you pointed to it right away.
As I was reading the entire question, that's the thing. I mean, there's so many bad things in the question, but that's the thing that, like, why would you ever bring up, so you're going to sue me for, you can sue me for malpractice if I don't do that? Yeah, put the idea right
there. Why not tell someone to go get some cheap-ass crazy lawyer that has a billboard on the I-10, since it's from California, and where's it, the I-5?
No, well, he said never, I guess this patient moved somewhere from California. He said this never happened to me.
Why put any kind of idea like that in a patient's head? Ridiculous. That's the one thing I wanted to point out.
Let me ask you something, Rich. What do you think about the overall tone of this, the whole scenario? What's your thought?
You know, it's interesting. I think the dentist sent this in trying to get like a sympathetic ear from us. But I think the dentist did so many things wrong. I think they were kind of asking for it. Agree?
I think the dentist was kind of confrontational. I mean, okay, the patient might have been an asshole. There's no question. But the dentist, I'm getting from this, the dentist was kind of new and inexperienced, because I think an experienced dentist would not have done half of these things. First of all, he said, I went through a long explanation of why we need and how we use them. Why would you go through a long, the explanation is pretty simple.
There could be interproximal caries that the radiographs will detect.
That's your dental voice.
My geek dental voice, yeah. You've heard it before.
There's just so many things. I explain why I need them.
Let's get back to a more basic question, maybe, and then we'll tackle the whole bad review.
Sure, let's do that.
What do you do when a patient refuses x-rays? I think this dentist almost coerced or twisted a patient's arm into doing something they weren't comfortable with. And it's never good when you twist a patient's arm into doing something they're not comfortable with.
Right, but that opens up a whole other question. If we as dentists feel that we need radiographs to make a proper diagnosis, and forget even the malpractice part of it, we just feel like not doing radiographs, you're not getting the whole picture. Do we want to see a patient that's refusing radiographs?
I say no.
Yeah.
Tell them to walk. Could you imagine if you went to your physician and they said, we want to do this image? No.
Yeah.
I refuse that.
Then you're out of here.
Done. I cannot treat you ethically and in good conscience without a proper diagnosis. I can't do that with the x-rays. I think maybe you should find a dental practice that's more suited to your philosophy. You don't have to treat every patient that walks through the door.
Right.
Especially one that's telling you what to do.
Right. Because, chances are a patient that's already telling you what to do. Well, I don't want x-rays. I don't believe in x-rays. Let's face it. They're going to be a kook.
Exactly.
There's going to be other things that happen. They don't want this. They don't want that. They're questioning every step of the way. Like you just said, you don't have to treat every patient.
Yep.
Make your life enjoyable. Make your profession enjoyable. Treat the patients that are in line with you.
And then what happens? Patient goes and leaves a bad review on Yelp.
Yeah.
Now, this patient probably would have done the same if you had kicked them out, but at least you had some ground to stand on there. Could you imagine if your car was like spewing smoke out the back and you took it into the mechanic and they said, okay, we need to hook it up to this machine to figure out what it is?
My car does not get hooked up to the machine. I don't believe in that machine.
They tell you to walk, drive, run, or be towed the heck out of there.
Yeah, they probably tell it and say it in some other language.
Possibly.
Get the you-know-what out of here.
So, yeah, this
there's so many problems with this thing. I mean, but let's talk about for a second so that he got a bad review on Yelp. And his dentist could have, I think, prevented it by doing some things differently in communication with this patient. The patient might have been a wacko. I don't know. So he got a bad review on Yelp. Now what? What do you do?
Well, again, speaking of it's inevitable that you get wacko patients. It's inevitable that you're going to get a bad review on Yelp or Google or whatever site people are leaving reviews on. As we know, the thing you don't want to do is get into some back and forth with a crazy patient on Yelp.
Never.
Yep.
Never.
You know, we've discussed this before. Some of the strategies going and just kind of in a really nice, non-confrontational way, tell your side of the story and say you'd love to welcome the chance to bring them back to the practice. Or, you know, this person you probably don't want to have come back to the practice. Right. But
say, even if you don't want them, say it anyway. Exactly. To make it look good to the public. And if they call and say, I want to come back, say, no, you're not coming back.
Then they go and yell and say, I set them up on the front coming back, and they wouldn't let me back in. They're not going to do that.
No, nothing. But, yeah. But never get confrontational on Yelp or
never say like this patient was a jerk or you know, anything like that.
I've noticed a lot of things lately, like whether it's a automotive service place or a hotel or a restaurant that gets a bad review. The good ones have somebody that's pretty. You can tell there's somebody in charge, and they always come on and say, "We are so sorry you did not have a positive experience." They say a few more words, and they say, "You're always welcome back. We're always trying to make our service better. It's the best way to go."
You know, I don't know if you use TripAdvisor a lot. I love TripAdvisor.
I'm more of a Yelp guy.
Yeah, well, I use it for hotels, and no matter how great of a hotel is, they screw up. They get bad reviews, and as you said, the really well managed ones, it's almost like a script, which is fine. The manager of the hotel goes in there and says, "We're so sorry you had this experience." They don't blame it on the hotel guests.
Exactly right.
They say, you know, things like this help us improve. We want to have you back to show you what kind of 5-star experience we can offer. Something along those lines.
Now, if you're looking for a hotel and you see you zeroed in on a hotel on TripAdvisor and you see 2 or 3 bad ones like that, but you see 500 great reviews, you're probably going to stay there, right?
I think the 2 or 3 will probably crack
up. Yes, but if you go into a hotel site and you see 50 good reviews but 38 horrible reviews, you're probably not going to stay there. So our advice to this dentist who wrote in, and anybody else that's listening or watching, hopefully watching us now on YouTube, you know, you've got to really make sure your communication skills are up to par. I think this dentist needs a little practice, and with experience, he or she will get better. But if this happens again and again and again, and you continue to get bad reviews on Yelp, then that's going to definitely impact your practice for sure.
Well, look at this. I didn't hold you down. You could have left whenever you wanted. I would have given this dentist a bad review too. What a jerky thing to say.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that. That's horrible language. I didn't hold you down. I mean, why even talk like that? Your communication skills need some improvement. Or else you're going to continue to get more reviews like this. I hate to say.
And possibly sued. So we really appreciate that you wrote in. We don't, you know, it's not our goal to start saying that docs the right in or doing all these things incorrectly, but hopefully this will be a good learning. You please, doc, use this as a learning experience. Don't get confrontational with your patients. You don't have to treat somebody that's telling you what to do, but always be kind and gentle when you communicate with patients. There's no need to use this kind of language, and certainly don't bring up anything like malpractice. Ooh, dog.
Yeah. Look, you and I had practices for a long time. We practiced separately. We both made tons of mistakes.
Tons.
But you learn from yourself. So we're not knocking you personally who wrote this in. You know, we're not making fun of you, but you got to learn from your mistakes. Don't let this happen again. Make sure your communication skills are you know, getting better every time.
Absolutely. Great, great letter. Yeah, Thanks so much for writing in. We hope it didn't skewer you too badly and that you stick with us on the Dental Practice Fixers, and hopefully you learned.
Should we do a call of the week?
Let's do a call. Before we do the call of the week, I just want to mention, I got the most amazing, I think we were both on it actually, from a dentist who said they listened to Dental Practice Fixers, they took our advice, they got Fat Merchant for credit card processing in their practice, and they said it was just like you said, completely seamless. I'm not being charged an overage percentage, and I'm saving money each and every month. The patients don't know the difference. Nobody knows who you use for credit card processing. Fat Merchant's the best, and if you're a friend of ours, they'll give you a free terminal. So just make a brief, find out why Fat Merchant's the best in credit card processing, why you'll save money every single month, and they'll give you the free terminal if you're an FOM, a friend of Matto. Just go to bit.ly, it's bit.ly/FatMad, FATTMAD. Check out Fat Merchant for incredible credit card processing. bit.ly/FATTMAD. And you'll see us on there wearing much nicer clothes and a little more made up and looking better than this, too. That's your extra bonus.
On the website, we look better.
Well, maybe a little bit. I know we can't look that good, but maybe a little bit.
You see it, get like a little facelift.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly like that.
While we're helping you with your practice, you know, every episode of the Dental Practice Fixers, we try to give, you know, we have a topic, we have somebody that writes in, we try to give the best advice possible. But let's face it, as great as this is, and it's pretty darn good, we think it's probably one of the top podcasts in dentistry these days.
It's in the top 500.
Absolutely, yeah. In the top 500. But if you really want to crank up your practice, if you really want to reach a level of success you just haven't been able to do on your own, we recommend checking out our masterclass for dentists. It's a full day. We bring you in. Generally, we bring you into Baltimore. That's where we like to have them. Occasionally, we'll travel a little bit, but don't count on that at all. But it's a full day of talking, discussing. We have our coaches there, and it's a pretty intense day. And we share with you what it's actually like and how we can help you by working with one of our coaches. And so if you just want to increase your practice, you just can't do it on your own. And let's face it, most dentists can't do it on their own. We want to share with you how we can help you predictably get to that level that you just haven't been able to achieve yet. So if you want to know more, go to masterclass.matto.com. Check us out. We'd love to have you. We keep each masterclass very intimate, somewhere between 8 and 12 docs only. We don't want these to get too big. And you do need to own a practice to be able to come to the masterclass. You've got to be a doctor who is actually a practice owner.
How so many people that have attended have told us it was one of the best days they ever spent in dentistry, and it really was the day that turned things around for them and upped them on that graph. So, yeah, absolutely. We'd love to see you at a masterclass. Cool. Let's do our call of the week. What do you say?
Let's get into it.
All right.
Thank you for choosing. This is Nesreen. How can I help you?
Hi, I've got a question for you. I'm kind of new in the area. I've got a tooth that is pretty bad. Do you all generally recommend like a root canal or extractylating the tooth? What is the recommended treatment?
It's hard to say what the recommended treatment is based on the fact that I really don't know, and don't have a diagnosis from the doctor. If the tooth is bothering you in the sense that it's keeping you up at night, if it's constantly just dull, throbbing pain, that usually is indicative of needing a root canal. If, however, it's just a deep cavity or some decay that has affected the nerve of the tooth, that also could indicate a root canal. It depends on how severe it is. It could also probably be an extraction, just depending on how severe. If it's like a chipped or broken or fractured tooth, sometimes we can save it with a root canal and crown. Sometimes it would need to be extracted.
Do root canals hurt? I've heard bad things about them.
Root canals used to be kind of traumatic, but dentistry, honest to God, has come so far with just managing all of that. It's a lot better of an experience now than it was, let's say, maybe even 10 years ago. Dr. uses the most up-to-date technology, and honestly, you can even go back to work right after. It's not as strong as anything.
Wow. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Got to find a job. That's the only problem. No, that was a bad joke. Well, thank you. You were really, really helpful. I really appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Of course. My pleasure. No problem. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye. Bye.
Wow, good call.
Hey.
What do you think?
Well, let me tell you something. I was ready to give her an A+. She was pleasant. I thought she answered the questions great. Even when I asked if a root canal hurts, and she didn't even laugh when I said extractylation. She just went with the flow. But which is good. When I asked if they hurt, she gave a great explanation how they used to, but now with modern technology and the doctor is so great.
Who?
I thought it was Dr. Oh, that's right. Edit that out. But the only problem, and it's a huge problem, is at the very end, she didn't ask for the appointment. I mean, she did everything perfectly.
Well, I'm not sure I agree with that.
Really?
Yeah. I agree that not asking for the appointment is the killer.
What did she do?
I thought she went into wait. She used the word indicative, which I did like. It was great.
Indicative.
I think she
can you use that word in a sentence. Indicative.
I think she went into way too much clinical detail. I mean, she was very knowledgeable. She spoke on the level that anybody could understand, and that's really great because so often we see people speaking way over the patient's heads. So she did that really well, but I think she gave way too much information. I think she should have said, she said, we can't tell without the doctor taking a look and giving a diagnosis. At that point, why not say, why don't you come on in for a free consultation? She went into so much, if it's this, it's that, and the patient's But, you know, it's going to remember. Well, you said that if it keeps me up. And, I mean, again, she was really good with her information, but I think you kind of go down a rabbit hole when you start giving too much clinical information. I think she should have gone for the close much earlier by saying, we really can't tell what it needs over the phone. Why don't you come on in for a consultation?
You know, I'll give you that.
But the things she said were great. She was very knowledgeable.
Very pleasant.
Very pleasant. Yeah. Spoke on a good patient understanding level. All those things were great.
But would you agree with one thing, Rich? Would you agree that if, even though she might have gotten a little too clinical, would you agree at the end if she would have said, we'd love to get you in to take a look at this. I have Monday afternoon at 4 or Tuesday morning at 10. Would you have given her the A?
A minus.
A minus. Okay, yep. That's pretty darn good because most people get an F. Because,
yeah,
so
I agree.
I want to share something with you guys that are listening. Or watching, if your front desk person simply made it a point to ask every single caller for an appointment and offer two good options, basically you'd be getting A's.
And more new patients.
Yeah, that's very important. More new, I mean, but it would even if only 20% of the ones they came up with some excuse and the other ones wouldn't appoint, but 20%. By you saying, would you like to make an appointment? I have such and such time or such and such time. You'd be so far ahead of the game, it's not even funny.
Yeah, in this call, like you said, I don't know if it needs an extractulation or a root canal.
Extractulation.
Extractulation. If at that very point she would have said, well, I'll tell you what, let's bring you in to find out. Boom!
That would have been best.
Right. Would have been better. I mean, she was very well-spoken, but
she was well-spoken.
That would have been best. That would have been better. Just... In. We'd love to see you as a new patient.
Ask Kaboom. For the appointment. Ask for the appointment. Yep. How many episodes and how many seasons do we have to do?
Maybe by the time we get to season 10, every dental practice in the country is going to be asking for the appointment. That's our goal. And we're not going to quit until it happens.
And then we have to go into Canada and Mexico.
Right.
We're going to take over the world. Every office in the world is going to ask for an appointment. We're going to have to know every language.
Even like an office in Papua New Guinea?
Absolutely.
Guam?
No question. Oh, yeah, definitely Guam.
Guam's part of the U.S.
So yeah, right.
My good buddy from dental school, Dr. Andrew Asubio, practices in Guam. I don't know if he listens to the Dental Practice Fixes or not, but if he does...
Yeah, he will because we're going to send him this episode.
It's about as far as you can get from where we are on the east coast of the U.S.
Oh, wow. Really? Yeah. Darn.
I wonder if they recommend chewing Guam for their patients. I don't know.
On that note, I think that wraps up episode 8. Thanks for being with us. By the way, if you ever have a question, comment, you know how to get us. Well, podcast@matter.com, that's one easy way. Facebook, you'll find us, communicate with us. YouTube now, it's even easier. You just comment on the actual episode. We want to hear from you because we're the Dental Practice Fixers, and we'll see you next time.
Thumbs up on YouTube, good review on iTunes. We'd really appreciate it. Thanks, everyone.